This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time for your letters. 80 years ago, two black teenagers were lynched in Marion, Indiana. The photo of their lifeless bodies hanging from a tree while a mob celebrates below inspired the poem Strange Fruit by Abel Meeropol, later made famous in song by Billie Holiday.
Well, our radio diary's remembrance of that horrifying event inspired a lot of emails and comments. Judy Godwin of Overland Park, Kansas writes, "I don't remember ever hearing of that lynching, and I was shocked, horrified, and fascinated. I think the thing that shocked me the most was the fact that so many people witnessed the event and apparently did little to stop it. I'm reminded of Edmund Burke's quotation, 'All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.' I'm very glad that NPR has stories like this, even though it was difficult to hear."
Peter Emanuel of Waterford, Connecticut writes, "I have used the Marion, Indiana lynching in the African American history course that I have taught for the past several years. I have conducted an all-school assembly on it, and I have played the song on the piano to accompany a student vocalist. Despite all of that exposure to and knowledge of the details of that horrible event, my heart is still pounding after having listened to your presentation."
Also on Friday, we aired a story about a Vietnam veteran's quest to build a memorial honoring military working dogs. In that story, we said there were no physical memorials for these dogs or their handlers.
Well, thanks to a few of you who heard that story, we now know that's not the case. Beverly Schaefer of Holland, Pennsylvania, pointed out her state's war dog memorial in Bristol. And Ross McIntosh of San Bernardino, California, says a section of the March Air Reserve Base Museum in Riverside is also dedicated to military dogs and their service.
Thanks to both of you for the heads up, and keep those letters coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.